This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCTALI. So I'm like completely hoarse. It was a very, very weird weekend. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the air quality was starting to get kind of bad because of all the wildfires. So what do? You go towards the wildfires. So we decided to just go to California. And it was more so because of the heat. It wasn't so much the air quality. We knew the air quality was going to have issues in California, but we figured we'd just get to the ocean. Let's just take a beeline for the ocean. We could get there in 3 hours and 45 minutes from my house. And then we rented a boat, and then we were on the boat out in the water. All right, hoping that we would just completely cool off. Well, before we got to the boat, we had to get into a hotel, and we had to go and eat and things like that. And I've been in California now maybe 3-4 times since this whole COVID thing happened. And each time I go, it's starting to get worse. Now, I have a place in my heart for California because that's where I'm from. I was born in California. I might not have grown up there as long as I would have wanted to because I left when I was younger and then I went back for my last year of medical school and whatever. But I still feel like I'm part Californian, which is why I support the Dodgers and I support the Raiders and all that. You know, once you're from SoCal, it's really hard to kind of separate that. But every time I go back, it just gets weirder and weirder. And I don't know how the people are putting up with it. And so, you know, like one example is I have to pee a lot, you know, when we're on the road. And it's because, you know, it's hot and I get thirsty and I start getting a little car sick. So then I'll drink more water or tea or something like that. And I have to go to the bathroom. And every time I go to California, when we stop at a gas station, we're paying for gas and we're dropping $30, $40, $50 for gas. Bathrooms closed. Every single gas station I went to, the bathrooms are closed. No one's letting you pee. Okay, now if you really want to riot, if you really want to get people mad, okay, force them to pee outside in a parking lot or pee on each other or pee in front of each other, people get angry. So I found a place to pee, but every single time, I mean, really, we're spending money at your gas station, but either everybody is having some weird plumbing issue, I don't know, just like today, we're seeing Canvas and Zoom issues across the country. You know, apparently in California, every weekend, there must be having plumbing issues because I don't know why the toilets are out of service. And then, in terms of weather, it was just so hot. And there's a drought. And they have, what, over 500 mini wildfires going on right now? In fact, I don't know if you heard that one of the firefighters who was fighting one of the fires, somebody loots his car, steals his wallet, empties his bank account while he's fighting the California wildfires. You know, so you start looking at some of the people. You know, Californians are supposed to have like a resilience like New Yorkers. Okay, New Yorkers don't mess around. They're going to protect their city. You mess with one New Yorker, you mess with all of us. California used to be like that. And I'm not seeing that. You know, I had to run into a bathroom, and I didn't have the mask on, and somebody starts to get mad at me, and they're like, oh, where's your mask? I was like, oh my gosh, you don't understand, I'm a doctor, I've worn masks my whole life. I'll go run and get a mask. And so, I don't know if you guys do this, but in my family, we share masks, we shouldn't. But we're always like in a jam going, I need another mask. So one of my sons likes to, like, when he has it on, suck on the mask. So I grabbed whatever mask I could. It was wet. It was like disgusting. So now I have this wet mask so I could run or pee. But I'm like, okay, guys, you know, I mean, I, where is all this animosity coming from? Where is all this, you know, get back? And every time I'm in California, somebody yells at me to get back because, you know, I'm trying to read something or I'm getting, and I mean, you know, people coalesce and, you know, staying 6 feet and trying to keep this radius and it's hot and it's muggy and you need to pee and all that. You would just think people would be a little nicer. Now, in terms of economy, it was scary, scary empty. So we went to Long Beach because we were able to rent a boat out of Long Beach. And Long Beach is usually pretty happening, right? It's pretty lit. And it was like we are talking dead, except for restaurants. Now, restaurants had long, long lines. Why? Because you couldn't eat inside. In California, you still have to eat outside. You can't eat inside. So you have all this square footage in the restaurant that's completely closed off, and then you have these restaurants trying to do makeshift dining areas out in a parking lot or on a sidewalk. And so here we are. We're hot. It's exhausting. We got off the boat. We tried to find some lunch somewhere because the kids ate all the snacks already. And you're forced to sit outside in the sun. I mean, it wasn't even a fun meal. And the restaurants are even telling you, don't stay here past 90 minutes. You know, eat and leave because we need other people to come in and we need to seat people. And you just kind of see what everybody's doing. And they're just falling all over each other under these superficial, arbitrary rules. In fact, when we're driving back, there was a sign that says Gavin Newsom sucks. I mean, it was just written on the road. It was like on one of the signs. And I get nervous when I see that hostility. You know, I'm not saying everybody has to be in love with their governor. But, man, people are ticked. They're just ticked, and their masks are wet. I can't stand being in a wet mask. So I don't know how much longer California is going to deal with this. I mean, you saw crowds of people not social distancing, usually the young ones. The young ones are like, we're over this. You saw crowds of young people without masks trying to get into a restaurant, trying to get some alcohol. And so that's what you're now having. You're now having all this, this outside sort of conversion and groups of people. So they're technically outside the restaurant. And the restaurant waiters and, you know, food servers were saying, gosh, people are rude. Because I'm like, you know, how you guys hold it up? Like, people are rude. They won't separate. They won't social distance. We'll get closed down if they stand around like this. Though they're standing around like this because there was just a little bit of shade. All right, there was this little awning of shade. So everybody was kind of crowding around that, trying to drink a beer outside in 110-degree weather in California. So, you know, when you look at the drought, when you look at the fires, when you look at people looting firefighters, when you look at, you know, convention areas like where Long Beach is completely dead, when you see beaches empty, when you see young people say, to heck with this, we're going to just coalesce. And it's funny because after midnight, that's when a lot of the young people came out. And that's when they were like, you know, kind of doing their thing. You could smell all the pot and all that. But it's just that's just not the California I remember. The California I remember is people were happy. People were like, you know, chill, dude. People were, maybe that's it. Maybe people aren't getting their marijuana like they did, or maybe people can't buy their marijuana. But it's just, California is not going to still be California the way I remember. I know it's changed, but they got to do something because it's falling apart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
She's lying.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so listen, I, you know, being a physician and being board certified and all that, my job is to educate people, educate patients, all right? My job is also to kind of calm people down. I understand that when people panic, like, apparently there's an asteroid that's supposed to be coming near the Earth near Election Day. Did you guys hear about that? There's an asteroid the size of a refrigerator that's supposed to be heading towards the Earth. I think there's a 0.041 chance it would hit us, which is kind of a larger chance than most of the time, but there's a good chance it's going to miss us. I don't know why it's the size of a refrigerator. Maybe it's because of certain food shortages. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. That's how God is giving us food. But size of refrigerator asteroid supposed to be coming, and you don't want people to panic, because what happens when people panic? People panic, they loot, they go after each other, they start having sex with random people, and, you know, we want everybody to kind of chill, because whenever there is a crisis, sometimes we just have to have a level head. But one thing that has bothered me this whole time is the, you know, lack of accuracy of many of these COVID tests, these stories, and I really don't, you know, have reason to disbelieve people who would tell me, look, Dr. Dahlia, I swear I didn't get the test. There's no, you know, you could check my nose. There's no evidence of anybody swabbing me, and I have a positive test. How the hell did this happen? You know, so we've known that there's been issues. You know, right now, the total number of cases, they say, of coronavirus cases is 23.6 million. They say 814,000 people have died. And many of us are still asking, all right, how many of those were also flu deaths? How many of those were heart attack deaths? How many of them were pneumonia deaths? Were these deaths COVID caused, or was it COVID incidentally? Well, while we've been begging for answers, there's other entities that are trying to get back to work, i.e. the NFL. And the NFL, okay, they don't mess around. Okay, the NFL has been losing bank. They are losing so much money. One, because, you know, of the decisions they're making with the national anthem and all that, and, you know, they should never be involved in politics. The NFL should not be involved in politics. There's a lot of ways to protest, you know, things. It's, you know, but, you know, once they, you know, targeted the national anthem under Colin Kaepernick, you have a problem. But not only that, it's COVID that's caused the NFL to lose millions, if not billions, of dollars. You don't have fans. You don't have preseason. You don't have people betting on games. You don't have people, you know, buying gear and buying food and beer and things like that. So, you know, the NFL has been having issues. So they're right now, and I keep describing that plane in Die Hard 2 where the planes had to land, whether they had the lights or the runway lights or not. The NFL has to go for it. So, but they also have the restrictions. So, well, you got to prove that everybody's COVID negative. So they tested their players, they tested individuals within the NFL, and had 77 positives. All right, so you're like, okay, well, those people have to sit out, like Matt Stafford from the Lions. He was told he was positive, so he had to sit out the beginning of the season. And then, apparently, they used another lab in New Jersey. And I think they even did a third test. And they found not one false positive or 50% of them false positive, but all 77 tests were false. So all those people in the NFL that supposedly tested positive are all negative. Now, I could see how there'd be conspiracies on both sides. You know, somebody might be thinking, okay, well, you know what, maybe they're just saying it. You know, they know that if they have any positive people, it's going to ruin the season, so they're just telling everybody, look, guys, we're negative. Don't listen to that first report. Or what I believe is we have some major issues with our testing. How do you have 100% false positives? That just screws up, you know, any sensitivity, specificity ratings that test. I don't even know who the company is. They might want to divulge that, because how do you mess up that many times? Matt Stafford's test was false. Remember, the wife had said, you guys turned our whole lives upside down with a false positive COVID test. Because once somebody's positive, now you got mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, kids, wife, everybody has to now be in isolation. And that was never the case. So, you know, the NFL, they have a lot of, you know, I understand their secondary gain. I mean, the NFL has their season starting September 10th. They stopped preseason. Preseason games, yeah, they're not that exciting, but it starts warming you up. And there's still money to be made during preseason. But first game is, what is it? Is it the Texans and the, no, who is it? I don't know who's playing. No, it's not the Niners or the Chiefs, I don't think. I think it's September 10th is Texans and Colts. I have to double check. I forget the schedule. But they're supposed to be getting ready for September 10th. And so they're doing what they're doing. They're testing. They're keeping everybody, you know, separate. I don't know if you've seen some of the video footage from Allegiant Stadium. But you see the Raiders right on the football field, you know, 6 to 10 feet apart from each other. So I don't know how they're practicing. Probably off camera. So like, all right, guys, let's just do what we need to do. I don't know if you guys saw the hockey game last night with the Golden Knights. Golden Knights just kicked the Canucks. But, by the way, Canadian Canuck, Canuck is like a derogatory type term for Canadian. So I don't know why the Canadian team, or, you know, it might be like, you know, Brits, like, you know, like British, but a lot of British people don't like being called Brits. So I don't know how long that name's going to last. But the Golden Knights played a great game, but there was a fight. And when there was a fight, everybody was up at each other, no masks, you know. So, I think sports is going to have a get-out-of-jail-free card. They're going to have a pass when it comes to the social distancing. Because, I mean, you can't tackle somebody and, you know, keep social distancing. I mean, you can't be at the line of scrimmage and try to keep social distancing. It's not going to happen. So, you know, these sports teams are trying to do their best. And when we find out that the accuracy is that bad, that messed up, we have a problem. Now, more controversy with coronavirus. President Donald Trump yesterday had reversed the original ruling of we're supposed to hold off using convalescent plasma to, no, we're allowed to use convalescent plasma to treat people. Now, where is this convalescent plasma coming from? Well, somebody had COVID. They had COVID antibodies. Whether they were sick with COVID or not, if they have COVID antibodies, we could give those antibodies to people that have COVID and try to fight the disease. And originally, we heard some really good data on that. We heard some great data on that. And now, all of a sudden, there's not enough evidence, so we can't support it. Now, why? Is it because somebody sued? Is it because somebody, you know, picked up, I don't know, some infectious disease by somebody else's plasma? So I'm not exactly sure what the reasoning is behind that original ruling. But Donald Trump yesterday kind of kicking off the Republican National Convention with this, no, you guys can go ahead and do the convalescent plasma. Interesting how the president's getting so involved now in medicine. But we have a tried and true sort of treatment that might help people, just like with hydroxychloroquine, and it starts to become politicized. And, you know, I helped create National Blood Donation Week. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up because we want to help out our blood banks and we want to help out our medical centers. Well, one thing that helped try to stave off some of the blood drought this summer was the suggestion that the blood banks are going to give you your antibody test results if you donate, because if so, you might be somebody that could donate plasma. So I ran and donated again. I donate about 3-4 times a year, but I was like, gosh, I hope I have COVID antibodies so then I could give my plasma. And I didn't have COVID antibodies. Looks like I'm still a virgin with that. But people were coming in to donate blood. We still need that. So when the ruling last week said, nah, we're going to halt on that, well, then people are like, well, then why am I donating? Well, you need to donate blood because we need blood anyway. Not only do we need plasma for people with COVID, but we need blood for people with anemia or car accidents or whatever. You know, people are on the roads. They're still getting into accidents. There's still bad things happening, people getting shot. So I think we are, in August 2020, more confused and more behind the curve than we ever were with this COVID. Yeah, we're hearing there's maybe a vaccine in Russia that Putin used on his daughter. We hear that we're definitely going to have some sort of a vaccine by the fall. We have all these pharmaceutical companies racing to get it. But still, as of today, if anybody asks me, all right, you know, what the hell is going on, I can't tell them. And we really, before we even have any future conversations about COVID, we need some accurate numbers. And I know people think, oh, you know, it's just people on the right and the conservatives who are trying to poo-poo the numbers. No, there's liberals also that would really like to know how many of these deaths or how many of these illnesses are really COVID. And if it's not, let's say, flu or heart attack or stroke or pneumonia or whatever, how many of these positive cases that we're hearing, these, what, 26 million, were done by tests from that same company that screwed up the NFL. All 77 negative? Something so messed up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has begun a new work week the way he ended the last one, facing lawmakers at a hearing where Democrats are again slamming his recent cost-cutting moves.
In all of our districts, we are hearing from constituents about significant delays in the delivery of mail, medicines, food, and other supplies.
That's New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney opening the hearing, as he did at a Senate hearing last Friday. DeJoy is defending the cost-cutting measures, saying they're needed to keep the USPS sustainable. The Republican National Convention is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. The event, which began this morning, is being mostly conducted remotely and streamed online. President Trump will reportedly speak all four nights. His son, Don Jr., will be among the speakers this evening. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Marco weakening as it nears the Louisiana coast, but still poses a threat with winds and heavy rains. The tropical storm now has maximum sustained winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm could make landfall by this evening, followed by tropical storm Laura, which could be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast, possibly on Wednesday. President Trump has a message for Gulf Coasters.
I'm asking all Americans in the storm's path to follow the instructions of your state and local governments.
New York City's fire commissioner is urging his personnel to skip 9/11 ceremonies this year because of coronavirus, sending out an internal directive last week saying there must be a balance between a commitment to never forget those lost in the terror attacks and the obligation to keep current and former members and their families safe from the threat posed by COVID-19. Retired firefighter insisting to the New York Post that they need to get together to commemorate the sacrifice shown that day. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Kim Jong-un is back in the news again, and he is rumored to be in a coma again. A former aide to late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung reports the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is believed to be in a coma. Now, if you remember, last week, they promoted Kim Yo-jong, his younger sister, by about a year or so. They promoted her to second in command last week. Now, the aide to the former South Korean president, his name is Chang Song-min, he states a complete succession structure has not been formed, so Kim Yo-jong is being brought to the fore, as the vacuum cannot be maintained for a prolonged period. Now, North Korea might be unveiling some new policies aimed at the United States and South Korea next year at a January Congress of the Korean Workers' Party, according to the Institute for National Security Strategy in Seoul. But people are kind of wondering, is Kim Jong-un still around? Are these photos of the North Korean leader fake? So back in April, if you remember, a vice director of KHKS-TV, Hong Kong Satellite Television, so a reporter, actually a director of a media outlet, told her 15 million followers on Weibo, which is kind of our Twitter equivalent, that Kim Jong-un died and that his death claim was backed by a very solid source. So we were told he was dead back in April, and that his sister was running things. But then you saw these images of him that were, around, visiting, touring plants and looking all happy and sitting behind a microphone. But you didn't see anybody else in the background wearing the masks or doing the social distancing or whatever that would have been if North Korea was doing what all the other countries were doing now for COVID. So people were saying that these pictures of Kim Jong-un were old, that they were pre-April. Now, earlier in the spring, the Hyundai Weekly stated that Kim Jong-un had been humanized as a plant, meaning put into a coma state, after undergoing a cardiac stent procedure. They believe that his obesity caused complications to occur during the procedure, which usually is easily executed by trained professionals, and I think he had a cardiac stent. And they had said prior in the spring that he was in grave danger after undergoing an undisclosed cardiovascular procedure. So there's all these reports going out that he had something going on with his heart in the spring. He was in a coma or he was in a vegetative state and that his sister was in charge. But then, with COVID continuing and, North Korea releasing some pictures and stuff, people just kind of believed it and they were like, all right, well, he's fine. I guess they were only rumors. Yet we're still being told, don't believe it, right, that it's false. So South Korean analysts said the photos of Kim Jong-un issued after April 11th are fake. And North Korea is supposed to be making statements at the 8th Party Congress of January 2021 at the Central Committee meeting. And supposed to include something under policy with South Korea, foreign policy, etc. Chang Song-min, who is the aide, told local news service Kuki News, it's Kuki, Kuya, K-U-K-I News, that all recent images of the North Korean leader are false and being used to cover up illness. He said North Korean First Lady Ri Sol-ju has not appeared in public for 120 days. And they believe the top North Korean official, Cho Rong-hae, is in control. So I don't really know what that means. Personally, I've kind of enjoyed the North Korea laying low. I didn't want to hear about nuclear testing and I didn't want to, see threats and, Trump was calling him Rocket Man. So I kind of like to let sleeping dogs lie, but if something else is brewing and in this cloak of secrecy, you also have the theory of keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. So I don't know what's going on, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is still battling whatever he's battling, or if he died and they're covering it up. I just wouldn't be surprised. And I also wouldn't be surprised, this is 2020, that we have asteroids near us. So NASA says a refrigerator-sized asteroid is heading towards the Earth one day before the November election. Well, if that's one way to stop Trump getting elected, I would definitely see people consider doing anything. Gosh, people are so desperate to not let Trump get reelected. Anyway, this asteroid has a very slim chance. It's small. It's called the 2018 VP1. They believe it would burn off if it did get into our atmosphere. It's really tiny. There's a 0.41% likelihood of entering the Earth's atmosphere. And celestial objects that size usually burn up anyway before they reach the ground. But if it did hit us, it's about 2 meters long, 6.5 feet. It could cause destruction. Any sort of, force that hits the earth and breaks up the dust and it's still big enough to cause some damage. I don't think it's big enough to cause, you know, the whole world to fall apart. Now, this 2018 VP1 has had a few close encounters with the Earth before, dating back to 1970. Then, it did a flyby November 2018. So, it is due back because it has a two-year orbit around the sun. And so, it's due to come within 4,800 to 260,000 miles of our atmosphere. For reference, the International Space Station sits about 254 miles from above the planet. So, people are like, oh, no, is it going to hit the space station? They don't think so. Now, a refrigerator-sized asteroid is kind of tiny. So the fact that NASA would be able to pick this up, good for them. They say one dubbed 2020 QG passed about 1,800 miles above the Indian Ocean last week. That was the closest such encounter on record. They said NASA didn't even see it coming. It was so small. So, again, my only frame of reference is Armageddon and what Bruce Willis taught us. So I don't know much about what size we have to worry. My guess is a refrigerator size is bad, but not as bad as something that could be about like a mile in length. If it's like a mile in length, I think that could do some pretty bad damage. But I'm just pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. So in 2005, NASA was directed by Congress to discover 90% of potentially dangerous asteroids larger than 459 feet in size by the end of 2020. Which is kind of a huge order to do. And I guess that's what they've been doing. So they say there's typically only a short window. Typically only a short window of a couple days before or after close approach when this small of an asteroid is close enough to Earth to be bright enough, but not so close that it moves too fast in the sky to be detected by a telescope. So a lot of people are worried, well, it's 2020. 2020 is not letting up. This is just the norm for 2020. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I just don't want to test the waters. As far as I'm concerned, if there is supposed to be like an asteroid god or, you know, I don't know, whatever, I'll pray to it. Listen, you know, I pray to my Lord, but I mean, whatever sort of dance we need to do, right, to make sure the asteroid doesn't hit us, I'm for. Now, we are in peak hurricane season, and we have Marco and Laura threatening the Gulf. Marco is luckily weakening. Marco had been, I think, going across the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, headed towards the Gulf, and luckily, rather than gaining steam in the Gulf, it started to weaken. So Marco is now downgraded to a tropical storm. But it's still in the path of Laura. Tropical storm Laura is forecasted to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall. Both storms were previously predicted to strike the Louisiana coast as hurricanes within miles of each other in a 48-hour period. This is an event that I don't think we have seen for decades. But Marco is facing unfavorable conditions that makes it unlikely to return to hurricane strength. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It will hit Louisiana, but the storm might fizzle out and, you know, might dump a bunch of rain, but not to the degree of a hurricane. Tropical storm Laura has already been deadly in the Dominican Republic, is getting stronger in the warm waters of the Caribbean, is going to become a hurricane by tomorrow, might reach Louisiana as a Category 2. Hopefully not like the Category, 3 to 5 that Katrina did. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made three insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we do have some good news on the coronavirus front. We're seeing death rates start to go down in many states. Their case numbers are going down. And, you know, I don't know if COVID's going to go away completely, but we're seeing some good news. What, however, I'm not seeing much of a change is people's perception of COVID, people's fear of being around others, people yelling at each other for not wearing a mask and accosting them in a Walmart. And so some medical experts have been weighing in various countries. One in Australia this week, a couple weeks ago with somebody else, I believe in America, saying, guys, I don't think the handshakes are coming back. I think we're just going to be doing elbow bumps when you greet somebody. They also say hugs are going to be out. See, I love hugs. I'm a hugger. I don't like kissing people on the mouth because a lot of people are like, oh, good to see you. They kiss you on the mouth. I'm like, don't kiss me on the mouth. I really don't want you by my mouth. So I don't like that when strangers or people come. I don't like kisses. I don't, you know, oh, yeah, oh, my God, I haven't seen you so long. Maybe on the cheek, but then sometimes it's wet and you got to wipe it off. But I'm good with hugs because it's dry. A hug is dry, right? You're not really swapping saliva, things like that. You're not touching their hand. See, when you shake a hand, I'm not a big handshaker because a lot of people sweat. And I don't want to get their sweat on my hand, and I don't want to look like I'm washing it off afterwards. But as a doctor, we wash our hands all the time. We're always sanitizing. So, you know, if we are kind of concerned about any sort of bodily fluids, we deal with it because in medical office, you're surrounded by soap, water, and sanitizer. But, you know, in the outside setting, I noticed I just am not a big handshaker. It just wasn't a part of my nature. My family, we just really weren't that touchy. You know, but a hug to me works if I know the person. If it's a stranger, it's kind of hard. And, you know, while everybody's kind of debating on, you know, oh, okay, well, are we going to handshake again and all that, and you might think this is kind of frivolous or a fluff piece, I don't, because I'm looking at what restaurants are doing, I'm looking at what salons are doing, I'm looking at what the banks are doing and all that. If we don't go back to normal, we're in trouble. And I don't think we're ever going to go back to normal. So if these restaurants and these entertainment venues or whatever, you know, have to keep social distancing because people don't really want a handshake anymore, or they don't want to greet, or they want to just kind of, you know, once you elbow somebody as a greeting, you're already kind of thinking to yourself that I need to stay away from that person because they have germs. This is beyond COVID, because there were things that existed before COVID. We had flu, we had colds, we have hepatitis, we have tuberculosis, we have HIV, we have herpes. And even though we're not supposed to be getting any of those by handshakes, you know, people are just like COVID. You know, you're really not supposed to get COVID by a handshake, but you could. You get it on your hand, and then if you, I don't know, touch your, I don't know. So, yeah, technically touching something could get it, but that's not the main way we're getting COVID. So if we decide collectively that society is done with the handshake, that they're done with the hugs, are they going to be done with masks? Are they going to be done with social distancing? And we talked about this in terms of the economy, in terms of these companies and these, you know, restaurants. Everybody, I talk to everybody, because every time I go into a restaurant or a store, I'm like, how you guys holding up? They're like, hopefully that vaccine comes soon and we go back to normal, and we go back to normal. And I hate to say it, but I don't think we're ever going back to normal. Those of us who really didn't like germs to begin with and tried to stay away from people who were coughing and sneezing and were called hypochondriacs or OCD, you know, now that's the normal sort of societal, opinion towards being around other people and germs. And, you know, even if COVID starts to die off, which we're hoping, I don't really see people want to be around other people or want to stop with the masks. People love it that other people are in masks. I'm hearing more people for masks than against now. It was different. At first when the masks came out and the mask mandates, everybody was yelling and complaining. But people kind of start to like it. They're like, well, you know what? I haven't gotten a cold recently. I haven't gotten COVID recently. I'm kind of liking this. I'm kind of liking going to a restaurant and kind of having the whole patio to myself or that whole area to myself. You know, I like going to a store, not having to stand right next to somebody and somebody grabbing my butt or whatever. So people are starting to like this, which when you kind of look at sociology and, you know, I don't know how many of you have studied that, but when you don't have the cohesion, you know, like church and like school and, you know, people grouping up and coming together as a tribe, and they start to be septated into more every man for themselves, you start to see society crumble. And so I am a little nervous about this. Now, the CDC has started to ease up some rules. The CDC has dropped that 14-day self-quarantine if you traveled out of the country or out of state. So if all you did was travel and you weren't exposed, you don't have to come back to the United States and do a 14-day quarantine. Some of you were like, did we have to do that? Yeah. Anybody that was going to be going out of the country, you know, this summer on vacation or whatever, they were going to have to come back and then quarantine for 14 days before they go and do their job. CDC stopped all that. Unless, of course, you were exposed. If you were exposed to somebody, you know, if you did go to Italy and you were exposed to somebody with COVID, then yeah, you do need to come back and quarantine. But if all you did was go, you know, you saw the Coliseum, you came back home, you didn't run into anybody with COVID, how the hell would you know? You don't necessarily have to quarantine. So we're going to see, especially depending on who the president is, if it's Trump, you're going to see a lot of the guidelines start to ease up. Guys, we could go and do this. We could do this again. We could do this again. We could start having sports again. But you do have a huge population that really doesn't want us to go back to the way it was. There are people out there that really don't want to go back to work. And I'm not criticizing them, but, you know, you've been out of work so long, it's kind of hard to get back in. I'm a workaholic. So me, I've been working this whole time. I'm going to continue to work. I cannot wait to continue to work. Get out of my way. Let me work. I'll do a double shift. I love to work. But other people, they're like, look, you know, I didn't like being coughed on. I didn't like getting sick. I didn't like being yelled at by my boss. You know, if there's a way to kind of extend this, they like it. They, you know, they want it extended. And I don't blame them entirely because I get how it's scary. I'm not scared because I'm a physician and I understand microbiology and I'm you know, still overwhelmed by, I'm humbled by, you know, what it can do. But I also understand that we have a resilience and we need to be around microbes to become stronger. But for the average person out there, it's really scary what's going on right now. And I'm more scared about the economy. I'm more scared about what's happening to California. I'm more scared about how people are treating other people. That's where I've always been more afraid of people than the virus. I just don't trust people and I don't like where it's going. I'm afraid that, you know, the kids aren't really going to learn the way they need to learn. I don't know if you heard Canvas, I guess, crashed. In multiple places throughout the country, Zoom. So people are having trouble. There's just too many people on the servers. Do we have enough bandwidth? I don't even understand how internet works. And, you know, we have everybody relying on it. You start to have millions and millions of kids relying on this. You know, what happens when it slows down the internet? What happens if there's power outages? What happens if an asteroid hits and we lose power? You know, I talked to you guys last week about how in my neck of the woods, our power company asked us that if we did have a car that you need to charge, don't do it between 2 and 9 p.m. So, if randomly, you know, state officials can start telling you to not use your electric car or to not charge it or use electricity, that scares me because right now we're moving all our work and we're moving all our school to online. I mean, we are at the mercy of a computer. And I'm not saying we're just going to be like Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead, but I get really, really nervous that we have all this reliance on power, and there's power outages all the time. I mean, look what's going on in California. They're having rolling power outages because of the fires and, you know, and they, you know, want to, you know, prevent, over surges and things like that. So I don't know if that's the smartest thing. I don't think we should be as dependent on computers as we are. So if the handshake is gone and the hug is gone and social distancing is here to stay, prices are going up because restaurants can't afford to have low volume and to be doing all these these non-recyclable paper menus and PPE and all sorts of stuff. 1-877-GOT-SIDE.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.